This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. President Trump's move to restrict relations with Cuba is at odds with some of the interests of Arkansas's agricultural sector, and some congressional members are calling it the wrong direction. In a speech in Miami on Friday, the president announced he would reinstitute travel bans and restrict investments tied to the Cuban military and intelligence services. The Arkansas Farm Bureau's National Policy Director, Zach Bradley, says he's still optimistic agricultural trade will open up in the future.
I feel confident that the president has heard from the agriculture industry, does understand the nuances and some of the complications around the embargo and the difficulties of moving commodities from the United States.
The president says he'll only lift sanctions if Cuba frees political prisoners and holds democratic elections. U.S. Representative Rick Crawford says the embargo has been a failed and outdated posture that is a missed opportunity for rural farmers and national security. Senator John Bozeman says a return to embargo-like policies will not get the desired result, as he says has been proven over the past 50 years. Senator Tom Cotton is an exception in Arkansas. He generally supports tougher stances toward the Caribbean nation. Members of Arkansas's congressional delegation were in Fayetteville today with the United States Secretary of Veterans Affairs. David Shulkin was at the VA Medical Center in Fayetteville this morning and was joined there by Arkansas Senator John Bozeman and Congressman Steve Womack. We'll have a full report about that visit on tomorrow's edition of Ozarks at Large. And Arkansas's unemployment rate is at another all-time low. The U.S. Department of Labor's May report lists the state's unemployment rate at 3.4%, a tenth of a percentage point below the previous month. The state's labor force for the May report increased by a net of more than 7,500 new workers.